What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, my own curiosity got the better of me, so I decided to take a look back at 2023's lineup of HMTs, and I found an increase, albeit a slight increase, but an increase nonetheless of a particular scenario that's playing out more in 2024. Now, this article was published on the 19th of September. Garland man shoots and offlines his wife and mother-in-law. That's right, gentlemen. From 2023 till now in 2024, there has been a slight increase of men who take out their wives and the monster-in-law. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A domestic dispute in Garland on Tuesday morning led to the shooting, deletion of two women, and the arrest of a family member. Police responded to a domestic disturbance call at the Arts at Broadway Commons Apartments off I-30 shortly after 8 a.m. and noticed that the door to the apartment had been forced open. They found two small children inside the front room of the apartment. As the officers moved in, they heard the sound of gunfire from the back bedroom. The officers took cover and quickly removed the children to a place of safety while ordering commands to the shooter in the back of the apartment. A man later identified as 35-year-old Broderick Kennedy exited the bedroom and surrendered himself to police. Garland police found two women in the bedroom who had been shot. One of the victims, identified as 38-year-old Danelli Lachey Kennedy, the wife of Broderick Kennedy, was pronounced deceased at the scene. The second woman, identified as 58-year-old Shirley Jean Phillips, the mother of Donnelly, was transported to a hospital where she later succumbed to her injuries. The children were released to the care of extended family members. The investigation into the double termination is ongoing. Broderick Kennedy was booked into the Garland Detention Center and charged with capital termination of multiple persons and violation of a protective order, the Dallas Morning News reported. Well. The protective order. That right there, gentlemen, is a major clue as to more than likely why this man decided to put the mask on. Now, as we all know, when it comes to things like this, more than likely, that woman decided to use the state to declare war on him. Two kids, monster-in-law. Yeah, the perfect scenario that a lot of men end up in, especially when they get blindsided. So, just my humble opinion, she was going to use the state to declare war on him. And guess what? War is exactly what he decided to bring to her. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their apartment, and they say he forced that door open. So yeah, this is a scenario where he bomb rushed where they were. So I got to give this a 15. Method of execution. Obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Gonna give that a 5. Psychological impact. The fact that there were children there and the cops, and they heard the pop, 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 I got to give that a 60. And for the brutality factor, he popped both of them multiple times. So I'm going to give him a 30. So Broderick, bussing caps Kennedy, gets a score of 110. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. As I told you in the lead off of this video, there has been a slight increase in guys who take out the wife and the monster-in-law. Now, of course, my sadistic side is going to show. Think about it. Guy takes out his wife and the monster-in-law. That's two men who have problems that have been taken care of. Because you know, if the monster-in-law is still married, you know that father-in-law is thinking in the back of his mind, "Woo! I wanted to do that for so damn long, but damn it, he took care of that problem for me." Just saying, just saying. I know I ain't shit. But yeah, you gotta think about it. If that woman is still married, how much suffering did she put her husband through? She decided, you know what? I'm gonna impute that same info into my daughter. And she's gonna put her husband through the same misery that I put her father through. But that's just a side note. But yeah, yeah. You know, in all seriousness, yeah, a lot of monster-in-laws are now getting taken out along with the wife. And we all know that the monster-in-law does tend to be in a woman's ear, especially when it comes to divorce. Yeah, she is somewhere in that background, talking, helping her plot. Protective order, which meant more than likely they had already decided to put him out of the apartment. And we all know there's been certain women who have actually come to the internet and said, "Yes, my attorney said get a protective order. That way you have more favor when it comes to child custody." Just saying, just saying. We all know, especially in today's day and age, we know that any form of accusation, especially of some sort of abuse, that's the silver bullet for divorce. Yeah, so he decided to go with the nuclear option. Pop her and the monster-in-law. Good thing the kids were spared, but he got his intended targets. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there who believe that the system is there to protect you, this is the perfect scenario to show you. Even if the police are there, that man will take you out. The police were in the front room, and as they were making entry, he let loose. And then he said, okay, you got me. I'm going to surrender. I've accomplished my mission. Mm-hmm. So you better think about this, ladies, and you better think about this and understand this clearly. The power you think you have with the quote unquote gun of the state, that will go out. Feminism and the idea of using the Duluth model as a sword and a shield when you decide to declare war, i.e. divorce your husband, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, this is the perfect scenario that I'm going to reiterate. Even with the quote unquote police there, she still got taken out in the end. Ladies, you think you're going to be protected when you decide to declare war on your husband? Oh, no, 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 no. Nothing is going to stop a determined man. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am
woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.